is found in Luke 1, verses 39 through 56. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So in this Advent season, we're talking about gifts. We've been talking about gifts ever since the wise men came to Jesus bringing special gifts. And Christmas has been a time in our country of giving. We give to our family. We give to friends. Sometimes we give to the postman. Sometimes we give above and beyond to the church what we've been giving during the year. Sometimes we give to our favorite charities. Sometimes we give to complete strangers. We even give to our pets. I mean, at least a bone or something, right? At Christmas, one of the most underrated gifts is the gift of time. The gift of time is a Christmas gift that always fits, and it's one that we can pass on to others. It may be the most precious and valuable gift we can give to someone, since time is so precious these days. In our scripture today, we see Mary, we see Elizabeth, and we see that they made a special effort to spend time together. Mary was pregnant when she took off, and it says in the scripture that she went to hill country. So it wasn't an easy journey. And then it says that Elizabeth was already 6 months pregnant. So here she was receiving a guest in a time when she was probably feeling a little weary herself. We read about Elizabeth's delight in seeing Mary, and even the baby who would be born, John the Baptist, leapt for joy when she came. I can only imagine that the 3 months that they spent together were precious, precious moments. You wonder what they talked about. I do. I mean, what in the world could they have said to each other? They must have been in awe of what God was doing for both of them. In awe of the fact that God was fulfilling his prophecy using them. The greatest gift was the time that they spent with one another, sharing about God's goodness and his mercy. So there are others who have acknowledged that time is a great gift. I read a story about a successful attorney, and he said that one Christmas his dad gave him a small box. And inside that box, there was a note to his son. It said, "Son, this year I will give you 365 hours an hour every day after dinner. It's yours. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. We'll go where you want to go. We'll play the games you want to play. It will be your hour. This is my gift to you this year, the gift of time. He said his dad not only kept that promise, this now well-known attorney said, but he renewed this gift every year because they enjoyed their time together so much. This raises kind of an interesting question about what we might consider this year at Christmas. Is there someone in your life who could benefit from the gift of your time? Perhaps you're a college student returning home and, oh, your parents more than anything would just like to spend time with you. Or maybe there's an elderly relative that would benefit from just having you sit and just listen or share pictures. Oh, I years ago in my very first adult Sunday school class, we had a Christmas tradition. And every year we would sit down together as a class and we would read the book called A Cup of Christmas Tea. And that book was about a man who went and spent time with his elderly aunt and they shared a cup of Christmas tea, and how much that tea meant, not because the tea was anything special, but because of the time that they shared. This year, I hope you'll think about giving the gift of your time. When we spend time with someone, we get to know them in a deeper way. And I know that Mary and Elizabeth were getting to know each other in a deeper way as they spent time together. Sometimes we forget to take time for the most important person in the Christmas season, and that is God Himself. We get so wrapped up in going, 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 buying presents, you know, getting those last hours in at work, putting up the Christmas tree, doing everything, even writing all those cards. Are your fingers hurting from all the Christmas cards you wrote already? I know mine were last night. So we fail to just have quiet moments that we share with God. I think it's so amazing how Mary got a new understanding of God during this time. She was, many people who saw God as a very powerful being. But she came to have a deep relationship with God during this time. Now, if Mary's opinion changed about God during this time, you can be assured that the Hebrew people were beginning to see God in a different way. Can't you just hear him walk around going, what? What is happening? This woman says she's expecting a baby from God? What kind of God would give this woman a baby? They were just so confused. And yet God bent down to humble himself and to be born as a child. It's amazing how God works in our lives, transforming us and giving us a new understanding when we spend time with him, meditating on what he has done for us, especially in this Christmas season. We get to know God better when we have those quiet times. I love to have my quiet time near the Christmas tree with the lights shining and just open my Bible and read and just pray to God and to just feel his presence in my life is the greatest gift. And so I hope you are spending time just getting to know God better in the season. A retired Methodist pastor from Texas named James Moore tells a story from his childhood about how he got to know a man better. Because we make assumptions about each other, and they're usually made from a distance until we spend time together. And so not only do we need to spend time with God in this season, but we need to spend time with people maybe that we don't normally spend time with, getting to know them better. And so this story is about when this man was a boy. He had a brother and a sister, and they lived in the community, and there was an Italian farmer in his neighborhood, an older man with long gray hair, a shaggy beard, dusty boots, gray sweat-stained hat placed on his head. He admits, this man, thinking that the farmer's face looked like leather. The farmer lived alone, and people kind of thought of him as a hermit, and he had little social contact. But he did buy groceries from time to time at James Moore's family store. Moore said that he and his little sister were out playing one day, and they tended to just stay away from this man called Mr. Toby. They admitted that they were scared of him, and they would kind of just duck and hide whenever Mr. Toby came to the store. But this day, they had their little cat out, and they were playing with it, and the cat ran out in front of a car and got hit. And the children gathered around the cat and were just loving on the cat, and it turns out that his back right leg was fractured, and the children were just weeping, and all of a sudden there was a presence behind them. It was Mr. Toby looking down, and Mr. Toby had this look of compassion in his eyes, and he dropped down on his knees and he tenderly gathered this little cat up, and then he said, "Susie, go get a towel. Bob, get some tape. Jim, go get some popsicle sticks from your store. Hurry, hurry." And Mr. Toby was holding the cat in his arms. He was rocking this cat like a baby. And he started singing a lullaby to him. A trace of tears streamed down the man's face and went into his beard. When the children came back with the requested items, he made a nice, neat splint for the cat's leg. And then he covered him with a towel and he took him into their house. And then he came back and he went into the store and he bought three sticks of bubble gum and he gave it to the children. And he said, "I know all about animals. Don't worry. This cat is going to be all right." He gave him a smile and a wink and he turned and he walked away. He went back to his house. After that moment, the children weren't afraid of Mr. Toby anymore. In fact, they became friends with Mr. Toby. They had a new understanding of who this gentle, compassionate man was. It's so wonderful when we're able to spend time with someone and learn about them and become friends. So, what's the message for today? The message is that Mary and Elizabeth spent time together. Mary spent time worshiping God with her beautiful words, praising him for his compassion and his kindness to people of many generations. And the message is that Mary and Elizabeth spent time together, getting to know each other better. And even the baby got to recognize Jesus, although Jesus wasn't even born yet. What an amazing thing. Don't forget this Christmas season to give the gift of time. Don't forget to spend time with God, praising him, worshiping him, recognizing his great compassion for us. Don't forget to take a second look at that person that you don't know well and get to know them better. You will be blessed. Let us pray. Lord our God, you are the one who gives sight. Open our eyes to see you differently, to see our neighbors differently, and to have a fresh vision of our purpose in your world. Give us this day a new understanding so that we might see ourselves as you see us. Help us to know the height and the depth of your love so that we might rest in it and share it with others In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.